Chapter 4, Dean Witter Rehires Me. When I got back to Chicago, it was damage control, which consisted of lying, squirming, and general bullshitting. Alcoholics have to do that a lot, and we get good at it, trust me. I mean, when you get fired in a training program after passing the Series 7 and before you've even sold one share of stock, it's not only embarrassing, but it's impossible to explain. I just lied to my parents and everybody else about it. Hey, how'd San Francisco go? Great, except for the fact that I got fired while I was there for telling a woman who just happened to be one of Dean Witter's largest accounts in all of California that I'd like to eat her whole. But I got lucky. When I was studying for the Series 7 exam, I got to know a guy, an older broker whom we'll call Chuck, who sat near me, and he took a liking to me. I won't divulge his last name so as to protect his anonymity, but Chuck becomes a significant figure in my life for a few years and a significant guy in this book. Chuck had the title of vice president, and I believe you're given that title if you do a certain amount of sales. Chuck was also gay, though I didn't know it at the time. I would find that out later in London. I guess you could say that we had become friends while I was studying for the Series 7, as he lived just a few blocks from me, and I'd go over to his place occasionally to shoot the breeze and hang out and whatnot. So when I got back to Chicago, he happened to call me, and he told me that he had heard what had happened, and he asked me, if I can get you rehired, would you want your job back? I know Rich pretty well, and I can talk to him for you if you want. Even though I had a few interviews lined up, getting rehired would delete my termination. I mean, the getting fired by Dean would not look good on my resume. So I said, yes, of course. So he calls me the very next day and tells me that I had my job back. It sounds crazy, but it's the honest to God truth. It makes sense if you think about it. They had spent all that money getting me to that point, so as long as California didn't find out, why not? I mean, they did fire me as per the insulted couple's request, didn't they? Anyway, that's how I see it. I was once again a registered representative with Dean Witter Reynolds. Go figure. When I returned from California, Dean had moved. Even though Dean was a California company, I had heard that this was Dean's flagship office here in Chicago. No idea why, but that's what I had heard. My guess is that they owned the new building and that it was the newest and most modern facility in the company, and it was spectacular. It's funny, but Dean Witter became a Chicago company right after I started working for them due to the fact that Sears and Roebuck bought them out. I've included a photo of the building I worked in while in the employ of Dean Witter Reynolds. We occupied those first two floors, and boy, was it posh, just my style. Here's me roller skating to work, which I did every day, weather permitting. I have zero recollection as to how I got these roller skating photos that you see in this book, but boy, am I glad I have them. End of chapter.